Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, Patriots Monday here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons comes your way less than an hour from now. They'll have Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots, today, as they do every Patriots Monday. You can check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That pick yesterday, I'm surprised how much excuse-making there was for Drake May. And I'm surprised in general how much excuse-making there is for Drake May. He was out there with the ball with a chance to win the game. And I know Pop Douglas is the one who couldn't get the play. But they score 14 points. He has the ball in that situation. The situation we've been begging for. And I'd rather see them win in blowout fashion going the other way. And he's not put in that spot. But a lot of quarterbacks came through in that spot throughout the league yesterday. A lot of them, including Mac Jones, of all people.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield does every week.
He does it every single week.
Yeah, every week.
So a lot of quarterbacks came through in that spot. He did not. And, you know, that was an opportunity to come through against a pretty bad defense at home, pull out a signature win, and he didn't. And on top of that, he had two brutal turnovers. He could have thrown another one on top of it. So, yeah, I don't want to make too many excuses for Drake May. Yesterday wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I think throwing an interception in the end zone stands out. It should be weighed more than most interceptions, most turnovers, most bad plays.
Well, you said this earlier in the show. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but out of all the turnovers, that was the most frustrating one.
Yeah.
So they had five of them.
Right.
You had the worst one.
And then another one on top of it, too. Right.
Correct.
So you had two turnovers. And so I get, you know, they're not even excuses. I get the facts, right? If you're like, hey, they scored 14 points as an offense, so you immediately point to the quarterback. However, three fumbles by running backs, you might have scored on those drives. It's not the quarterback's fault that those three guys fumbled, and it's not the quarterback's fault that Pop Douglas doesn't know what he's doing. So
right.
That's all, like, that's real. Like, you can call it an excuse, but, like, that's real, and, like, that's not to be blamed by, or I'm not going to blame Drake May for all those things. But a 92-yard drive down the field, and then you throw an interception in the end zone, that is brutal. It's backbreaking. Like that, you take all this momentum that you had, and now it is gone. And for everybody that was like, well, it was tipped. Go back and watch it. If he just launches it up over the defender into the back pylon, Kayshon Boutte will stand there and get a touchdown. So I hold that one absolutely against him. And then you got away with an interception too, but whatever. You know, you get some, you know, that go your way, some that don't. And then he also had a costly fumble. Who knows what would happen on that drive? So the turnovers crept back in. He had a near flawless game week two. And one of the reasons why we said that was he didn't turn it over at all. This is a guy who's had a bunch of turnovers in his career. So how is he going to be able to clean that up? And then the turnovers came back this week, and it was part of the reason why they lost.
I feel like they're running him like just the right amount.
Yeah.
And so that's a positive for Drake May. Like they were going at some of those bootlegs to the right. I don't know. That feels like a glitch in the game right now. I don't know how much longer that's going to hold up. Defenses are going to have to adjust
they
to that.
They could have done that a little bit more. I mean, they picked up those fourth down pitch plays back to like Ramondre, which I would have probably put Drake May in those situations. Or I think you can question some of the play calling that led to the interception that he threw in the end zone. They didn't run the ball at all on first and five.
Well,
like, I would have got some of that.
I think Antonio's waiting patiently on that on the phones. Go ahead, Antonio.
Hi. What's going on? First time, long time.
Welcome. Nice.
I was curious as to why nobody's really talked about the way the Pats ended the second half. yesterday.
First half.
I believe they were first and 10, first and goal with three timeouts. I don't believe they didn't call a timeout. I just wanted your thoughts on
that. So Antonio, they had three in their back pocket.
So talking about the first half, right?
Yeah, he said second half. He meant probably going into halftime.
Yeah.
We did talk about this earlier today, so I wouldn't say no one's talking about it, but it's been a while since we discussed it. I didn't like not running down there. I don't really care that they had all their timeouts, but having the timeouts meant they could have run three straight plays if they wanted to.
Sure.
Down there.
I would have ran one of them. I would have. I think.
Me too.
Pittsburgh is awful against the run. At least they were the first two games of the season. You could have ran against them. Three timeouts, first and five from the five. And, you know, an easier response would be like, well, like, you trust any of the running backs? At that point in the game, Ramondre had the first series fumble.
Yep.
He had not had a second fumble yet. Drake May had not had a fumble. And Antonio Gibson had not had a fumble at that point.
Check, check, check.
So I would have ran the ball at least one time
or done
a little boot with Drake May and see if he can pick it up if he wanted it or
not. I would have too. But, and I don't love Josh McDaniels as a play caller. Well versed on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the play call still had Kayshon Booty wide open in the corner of the end zone. Quarterback's got to hit him.
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah.
Right, he had two cracks at it first that weren't successful.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying, eventually, all the throwing there, if your quarterback just hits a wide open.
He could have had a touchdown.
If a quarterback hits a wide open throw, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm not as up in arms about that. I like to criticize McDaniels when I think it's worth criticizing. You brought it up earlier. I hated the pitch plays on fourth down.
I can't believe they got away with those.
Hey, Josh, memo to Josh. I know those work. The Pop Douglas play finally caught up to you at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Stop running these plays backwards and short of the sticks. How about you run them at the sticks?
Well, he's always done that, so it's never going
to
change.
Fine. But, like, memo to Josh. That that would be, to me, a good criticism. I also would have mixed in a rundown there.
Mm-hmm.
I have bigger criticisms than that coming in. But if you want to weigh in on that and kick the offensive coordinator, go for it. I would start with the QB on that. Meanwhile, that interception did come two plays after Drake May hit the deck, smashed his head off the turf. He was asked about this after the game. Maybe he'll get asked about it more with WEEI Afternoons when he comes up later on this afternoon.
4 or 4:15.
Oh, is that what time it is? Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know the time. Thank you. So 4 or 4:15. Here's Drake May after the game discussing his head hitting the turf there and what went wrong.
If I could follow up on that play, two plays prior to that, you got hit pretty hard. The back of your helmet slammed against the turf. And I just wanted to ask, were you surprised not to get evaluated? Did you have any thought of coming out? Were you in pain? And do you think it affected any of the decisions on the interception?
No. You know, I wouldn't. Shoot, I felt good. You know, I learned from last year. If you get, you know, banged up, you got to get back up quick or they'll spot you. So, no, I felt fine and, you know, feel good now. So, there's two good players that try to get after the quarterback. It happens.
He's like, I don't know where I am right now. I don't know what day it is or who you are.
Were there this many shoots last year? I feel like this
less shoots, I
this
think.
This is new.
More shoots. It's a shooting match on every time he talks to the afternoon show.
It is.
He had one question last week. It was like 3-4 shoots.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels started a press conference a couple of weeks ago with shoot. I was like, is this a sneaky troll job by Josh?
Oh, you think he was calling him out?
I was wondering.
Or it's like an homage. Maybe they just spend so much time together. Maybe that's what it is.
You shoot.
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 Well, maybe. It was him asking four questions.
Yeah, but still.
That could be.
Hey, guys, shoot.
Yep.
But no, this is not an excuse for Drake.
No, but I think something happened there.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he's still a little foggy on that play. I'm shocked the spotters didn't get involved. That's not Drake's issue. That's not the Patriots' issue. That's a league issue.
Oh, it's a good job by Drake.
I'm shocked they didn't get involved there. But, right, he said he learned last year, get up.
Yeah.
Get up and get out there and run the next play.
Which is great. Like, I mean, I like to hear that, but at the same time, the league is probably like, wait a minute, what? Or, like, anybody that really cares about player safety is like, hold on a second. You shouldn't say that.
I mean, I saw his head hit the turf. Eagle was a little slow on a lot of this stuff, but if you were paying attention, you saw his head hit the turf right away. And whether he gets up or not, they should flag it. Like, it's wild that they did it. And so, yeah, maybe he was still feeling some cobwebs. He was foggy, whatever it was. And maybe that impacted the pick. Maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, speaking of a guy that was inducted into the Team Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
He had a couple plays. I mean, one famous one in the Super Bowl where you're like, he was knocked out.
Yeah.
And then showed back up and made like big plays. You're like, yeah. How come he's not out of
no,
there?
No.
I mean, he told a story on his podcast with Amendola how him and Amendola on punt returns would pick each other up and tell them what time of the day it was and like who was president in case they got questioned for concussion protocol. Like they would sprint to the other one, pick them up, and tell them the answers.
Yeah. They're like, they're going to ask you this, so get ready to say it. And they're like, who are you? Hi, my name's Danny.
They're going to ask you. I have not heard. That's what they talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I saw a clip from it over the weekend.
Wow.
It might be old, but I just saw it.
Oh, that's great.
Holy moly. I mean, great and horrible all wrapped up in one.
But I know what you're saying. But look, I mean, it's a barbaric sport. Yeah. So you got to, he learned, you got to get yourself up and get out there. And I'm sorry, but you got to, if you were foggy or had cobwebs or what, you got to play through that. A lot of guys are playing through that. That's the sport, as awful as that is to say. And so that's not an excuse to just go out there and go through the motions and throw a pick down at the goal line.
He might get like a letter.
Oh.
Just be like, hey, maybe cool it with publicly saying how you skirt around the safety checks.
That's probably true. So I don't know. I don't know where my confidence level resides with the offense. I don't know what they do next week against Carolina. I do know that Carolina is a horrendous defense, like historically bad against the run
a
year ago.
They pitched a shutout on Sunday.
They did. Falcons still ran well on them in that game.
They outgained them. They did everything basically.
Oh, so was this?
It was a Patriots.
If we were doing Patriots,
if we were doing Patriots, if we're doing Atlanta radio today, it's like we dominated the Panthers but lost 30-0. That's what we're doing.
Just Penix threw two pick sixes. That's what happens.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he did. He was not good in the game.
So I you said this earlier, Keith, a couple of times. You wouldn't play Stevenson this weekend. Me neither. You're an active.
No,
you're a healthy scratch.
I would sit him down, and I know I don't have like the most confidence in Antonio Gibson, and I understand Travion Henderson hasn't exactly been picking up the pass blocking like they thought that he would coming out of college. But I would say, all right, it's going to be a Henderson game, and it's going to be a Gibson game. And that's what I would do with Stevenson. I'd keep him on the team, but I wouldn't play him. And then I would go – see you later to Pop Douglas. I'm like, all right, thanks for your time here in New England. Better luck somewhere else.
But like, what's my confidence level in the offense? It's a little shaken, to be honest. They moved the ball all day. They couldn't score. They had a million turnovers. Like, my confidence is a little shaken.
I'm shooketh.
I am. Mm-hmm. That is another trash team and another trash defense on the other side. And so Drake May, control the turnovers. That's easily a winnable game. I haven't even looked. Are they favored in the game this weekend? They probably should be.
They should be the favorite.
They're at home.
Early look here?
Yeah, give me an early look ahead.
All right. Let me see. Game. Week 4, they are playing the Carolina Panthers, and they are 5.5-point favorites.
Okay, so there you go. You know, like no excuse. Clean up the turnovers, no excuses. You should beat that team going away. The offense should get back into rhythm. And I thought last week might be a Travion Henderson game. I didn't exactly know how it was going to play out, where everybody in front of him was going to get benched. I think this is going to be your Travion Henderson game. If he's really as dynamic as we saw in the preseason, as the coaches talk about him, they invested a lot, like an early day two pick. They invested in him.
Yeah, he needs to.
This could be a big week for him if you're not going to go to Ramondre Stevenson, and we don't want them going to Ramondre Stevenson this weekend. So that could be a big guy to highlight this
That's
weekend.
What we would do, but do you think Ramondre will just be out there and maybe like not
I
start or something?
I didn't think that when I woke up today. Then I heard his answers to the Greg Hill show. Then I heard his answers subsequently to the media after that. Now I think they're going to go back to him. Yeah.
Does he start? Like nothing ever happened?
I don't know. Does he come on the pregame show and say he's not going to start and then start him anyways?
No, I don't think he'll do that.
I don't think so either, but again, there's a lot of mayo. Right. In Mike Vrabel, much more than I ever would have expected and or realized. The defense is frustrating too, Keith. And on the one hand, they made some adjustments. They cleaned some things up as the game went along. But they don't feel dialed in, ready to go. We had a caller earlier today say it's a bottom five defense. I don't think they're that bad.
No, it's not that far down.
Maybe you're getting Christian Gonzalez back this week. Maybe. You should get Christian Gonzalez back this weekend. But that's been a massive disappointment as well through 3 weeks, and it was a massive disappointment in the first quarter yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Because
they were getting gashed.
Yeah, it was a horrible start. A couple penalties mixed in there, but they weren't playing very well. They're down 14-0. But this is the first time they held a quarterback under 300 yards. In fact, they held Rodgers under 150. But when he needed it, he got it. Right? It was sort of like a defensive sandwich where the bread was terrible. The meat was good. In the middle there, the meat and the cheese of the sandwich.
True.
Well, they started out with 14-0. Then they got a million stops. And then quick stuff, like three and out stops, turnovers. Rodgers to start the second half had that horrible throw right to Robert Spillane. But then game on the line, Steelers offense is finally able to put together a drive down the field.
Let me tell you, just on Rodgers quickly. He really doesn't look right in that Pittsburgh uniform.
No.
Like, with the Jets, it was like jarring. It was a different team. But something about the Pittsburgh uniform really doesn't look right.
Yeah, it's
unsettling. Does it look too big on him?
Yes, his helmet?
Yeah, it does.
That's like he's got like a giant chin strap and like not enough of a face mask.
Like, it looks like they just dug it out of the equipment.
Something doesn't look right. I don't know exactly what it is, but something doesn't look right.
Yeah, he does. He looks different.
And he was pissing me off in game. All of the first down gestures when he was getting these crap-ass flags yesterday were really...
Oh, he'll get under your skin.
Really bothering me yesterday. Yeah. There was something about that.
He's 41, can still spin it.
I heard that once or twice on the broadcast. Yeah. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ray...
I can wear his jersey, though, because he's actually older than me. He's older than both of us. Not by much.
We're not allowed to go the other way?
I personally don't.
What do you do with the Class A jersey?
Huh?
That's a jersey. Well,
he's not even a player anymore. it was a giveaway. It's a free giveaway.
It's a really big ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear that.
Huh? Meanwhile, Ray has been complaining about the receivers all day long. Pop Douglas, I get complaining about. I don't look at the receiver room as an issue. Ray in Cumberland on Twitter, though, has been complaining about the receiver room all day. They have nobody in the room. He says, are you guys going to mention how bad Steph Diggs blows?
So I didn't think yesterday was the day for it, only because they didn't do a whole lot, right? Meaning, Matt Collins, 4 for 27. Steph Diggs, 3 for 23. Kayshon Booty, 2 for 28. Kyle Williams had the one catch for 8 yards. So we focused on Pop Douglas. Neither one of us even want him on the team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They were still able to throw the ball because Hunter Henry had such a good day. That really what happened for them was their running backs fumbled 3 times.
Yep.
Drake May fumbled once. And then Pop Douglas, who we have singled out several times, couldn't get to the first down marker. So, yeah, those guys didn't have a great day, but they didn't do anything bad either.
Okay, so Diggs played 39 snaps, 53%. The Patriots dropped back. It was 37 pass attempts for May. There were 5 additional sacks, so 42 dropbacks.
Yep.
He targeted Diggs 3 times.
He targeted Henry 11 times. A quarter of his targets were to Hunter Henry.
Sure.
But maybe that was the magic because he was super successful.
Or maybe Diggs isn't open.
There could be that. I'm not saying Diggs had a good game, but I don't look at this one yesterday and be like, where were the wide receivers?
Well, no, me neither, but I did... We said going in, and I thought some of it was because Diggs was starting to minorly pop off about, hey, I'm doing what I'm told,
yep,
and we got to win, and I'm happy about this and that and blah, blah, blah. But it was the beginning of a diva wide receiver complaining about his targets.
Well, right, and this is where that could start to snowball.
Yes.
You lose to Pittsburgh, a very winnable game.
You get 3 targets.
And a loss. If you lose to Carolina with 3 losses,
yeah.
Now it's another very winnable game.
Yeah, no, you're right. So watch that this week. But going into the game, we talked about this late last week. I forget if it was Thursday or Friday. I'm like, he'll set a season high in targets, and he'll lead the team, at least in that category. I can't remember if we said receiving or not, but I expected him to lead the team in looks, and it wasn't even close.
But he also had 3 catches on 3 targets. Matt Collins had 4 catches on 4 targets. Kayshon Booty should have had 3 for 3, but Drake May threw the bad interception. So all 3 of those guys would have caught every – throw in Kyle Williams if you want. 1 catch, 1 target. So all the receivers, with the exception of Pop Douglas – did what they needed to do, I guess. So, I'm not saying that they're a great group. I never said that. I thought they were closer to average. But let's see where that goes. Next week might be a week where you need them a little bit more, especially if you kind of, turf Ramondre Stevenson. Maybe there'll be more throws to go around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.